Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I put the call out for help. If anybody can help me determine the salary cap impact of the Sauce Gardner trade, I'd love to know. I haven't seen it anywhere yet. None of the national reporters and insiders and whatever. But, oh, okay. So, Tom Pelissero on his Twitter feed has a breakdown that I just saw that they just posted on TV, on his Twitter. If you could get that for me, AMAC, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, because he tagged it with a video of him. How is it possible for the Jets to trade Sauce Gardner barely 3 months after he signed a massive construction? I don't know what that means, but massive deal. The structure was the key, he said. Details from our breaking news. So he's giving some details. You got it? Okay. So let's listen to this because I think this is the crux of the trade. And I'm just being honest with you. I don't know everything. Okay? So I'm just telling you, I need help interpreting this. So let's see what Pelissero of NFL Network had to say.
So you may be asking, if you're familiar with the mechanics of the NFL salary cap, how is a trade like this possible? How can you sign Sauce Gardner to a monster contract extension in July and then just a few months later you end up trading him? Well, the way that Sauce Gardner's contract was structured, he got a signing bonus of around $13 million. That's not huge by NFL standards. That's what cap hits are from, is unamortized bonus proration. Because it was only about $13 million, that means there was only $10 million in cap hits in the future. A $20 million option bonus is due in 2026. The Colts now inherit that option bonus. So for the Jets, they actually save not just cash, but they save cap space going into the future as well, in addition to picking up the two first-round picks, in addition to getting wide receiver A.D. Mitchell. This has been certainly an aggressive approach for the Jets, as I get another text confirming the details of this trade. Yes, this has been a significant move by Darren Mooji to really reset this thing. Think about this big picture, too, for the New York Jets. What is the number one need for any football team, but especially for the Jets? It's to solidify the quarterback position. Well, now they have additional ammunition, not just in 2026, but in 2027 as well, which potentially could be a stronger quarterback class, Mike. They've got a lot of options, and they might not be done today.
All right, so that's Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. So that's pretty much what we were saying in the first segment, unless it was the option bonus that doesn't get counted when you make a trade, which is exactly what Pelissero just explained, that traditionally massive contract extensions are accompanied with huge signing bonus numbers.
Yeah.
The Jets
didn't do that.
Maybe very smartly said, we're going to give them the contract extension, but in case it doesn't work out, we're not going to screw ourselves. We're going to put it in terms of option bonuses. The agent and the player don't necessarily care who pays that option bonus.
Yeah. They're just worried about that salary.
They want that money.
Yeah.
As Pelissero notes, the Colts now pick that money up, mm-hmm. or that option up. Now, if Gardner was of the thought, hey, man, I'm committing to you. I don't want to leave New York. I want to be here. Which presumably when he got a contract extension in July, you think that that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only caveat to that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but like that's just so much. So he's basically saying that they only pay like the $10 million of actual contract bonus that they signed Sauce Gardner for. So they don't have to pay that contract that they just signed, and you get two first rounds and AD Mitchell back.
Right. So basically, they had to pay the base salary for what, half this year, right?
Yeah.
But the base salary, according to OverTheCap.com, is only listed as $1.25 million, nothing, right? And the signing bonus, which was 8.126, so basically they had to pay that. Okay. That's what it's listed under, 8.126 for this year, 2025. It's next year where this option bonus thing kicks in. Meaning, if I'm understanding, the Jets this year only had to pay the 8.1 in signing bonus and the 1.25, which gets about halved. So they only had to pay like roughly $9 million this year for Sauce Gardner. Okay? He carried a cap number of 9.376, but in terms of actual responsibility, my understanding is they only had to pay like roughly $9 million. The rest of the contract, unlike most traditional structures, transfers now to the Colts. I should point out, there is $2.75 million in signing bonus prorations over the next 4 years. I believe that will go back to the Jets. So I believe they will have to pay another $10 million or so, roughly. But the option bonuses, which are part of the contract, $4 million next year, $6 million in 2027, $6 million in 2028, $6 million in 2029, $6 million in 2030, and $2 million in 2031, Pelissero is saying that those figures, 4, 6, 16, 22, 28, now he said 20, it counts as 30 on this chart, those would transfer all to the Colts. This is still very complicated. Bear with us, but that's how apparently they got this deal done, is the Jets are going to take on some dead money. There's no doubt about that, but they're not going to take on $45 million worth of dead money. So that's that. All right. Obviously, this is a complicated deal, so we're trying to figure it out in real time because, well, it just happened. But you heard Pelissero's explanation. I kind of laid out the law, or not the not the law, but the lay of the land for you. Certainly it helps the Indianapolis Colts. Remember, Charvarius Ward is banged up. They signed him in free agency because they were thin at corner, and now they have one of the best. I'm going to give you a number on Sauce Gardner when we return that will illustrate that, will help illustrate that. And no, this isn't WFAN in New York, but this, I hope you guys understand, this is a monster, monster trade. A monster trade. And no, it's not even in the NFC East or the NFC, but it is a monster trade. You do not see trades of this epic proportion all the time. And it's just so intriguing that I can't sit here and ignore it and act like it doesn't matter, because I think it's really interesting to see how this affects other deals, how this affects other trades. And just moving forward, could you imagine if the Commanders had done what the Jets are doing, what people's reaction would be right now if they were lucky enough to have a player like Sauce Gardner and they signed him to a $120 million deal and you thought he was going to be there for a couple of years at least? Whew, my goodness. 301-230-0980, a quick trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll move on from the Jets-Colts trade in just a sec, but I got a couple of little bits of information. One from SpotTrack, which they just tweeted me because I tweeted them. So I'll get you that information in a sec. But this from Next Gen Stats. Sauce Gardner has faced opponent number one wide receivers on 45.5% of his coverage matchups this year. The NFL's highest rate. When targeted, he's forced tight window throws, which is less than 1 yard of separation from the receiver, at a 52% rate, also leading the league, minimum 20 targets. Meaning, 52% of the time that he's in coverage against a number one wide receiver, less than 1 yard of separation. So he's always right in the mix, right? Not getting blowtorched. And he's on the number one guy. I don't know exactly how they determine that. I mean, some teams equally distributed. Some teams, it's obvious. I mean, on the Commanders, it would be Terry McLaurin if Terry McLaurin could ever play. On the Rams, it would be Puka Nacua. You get the point. I don't know how they do it with the Bengals, but I presume it's not T. Higgins. But I can't say that for sure. But the point being is, Sauce Gardner is really, really, really good. And that's what the Colts are getting. Now, it costs them 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. By the way, Pat Surtain, Quinyon Mitchell, Max Melton, and Adoree Jackson of the Eagles. So the Eagles have 2 of the 5 top 5 guys on tight window percentage forced throws. All right, so that's that. Now, the other thing is SpotTrack, okay? So we played the Pelissero sound. SpotTrack tweeted me and said the Jets paid out $14.4 million worth of cash to Sauce Gardner this year. Okay? Which I think we said it was like $9.3 million. I don't know how exactly they get all these numbers, but I'm just reading you what it says. So they get the 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. The Jets take on dead cap hits, it says, of $8.75 million this year and $11 million next year. So we were, again, initially we read $45 million on over the cap.
Yeah.
Then SpotTrack had something completely different, but they are saying, again, this is just what SpotTrack is saying, 8.75 this year and $11 million next year, which, you know, roughly turns out to be almost $20 million worth of dead cap hit. So it's not $45 million, but it is still somewhat significant, but $20 million is different than $45 million,
100%.
Period.
So would that be the last year Do you know?
Of the debt cap charge? I believe so, yeah. Because it's always like after June 1st, it's the current year and then the next year. Meaning if you cut a veteran, say, like after June 1st or with a post-June 1st designation, you can break it up. The cap hit, the dead cap hit over that current year and the next year. That's it. So that's all the league allows. So it should be just that. And they're saying cap savings, $625K this year, $1.25 million next year, $23.7 million in 2027. So again, there are some complications here, but that's what SpotTrac is saying, and clearly they know more than me. But that's kind of like what we were amateurishly trying to figure out.
Is that different than what Tom was saying, though? Because Tom was basically saying that they only have to pay the bonus, right? In the audio we played.
I'm going to have to hear it again.
You want to play it again?
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
Because now you got me thinking that you're right. SpotTrac and Pelissero might be saying something completely different. All right, let's
see. You may be asking, if you're familiar with the mechanics of the NFL salary cap, how is a trade like this possible? How can you sign Sauce Gardner to a monster contract extension in July, and then just a few months later, you end up trading him? Well, the way that Sauce Gardner's contract was structured, he got a signing bonus of around $13 million. That's not huge by NFL standards. That's what cap hits are from, is unamortized bonus proration. Because it was only about $13 million, that means there was only $10 million in cap hits in the future. A $20 million option bonus is due in 2026. The Colts now inherit that option bonus. So for the Jets, they actually save not just cash, but they save cap space going into the future as well.
We can cut it there, Matt, because your point is exactly right. Pelissero is saying that the Jets only have about $10 million worth of dead cap. Whereas SpotTrac is saying in a tweet back to us after I put it out there on Twitter and I tagged them hoping to get an answer, they said cap hit $8.75 million this year and $11 million next year. So somebody's numbers are wrong, whether it be Pelissero's numbers, who works for NFL Network, or SpotTrac's numbers. But SpotTrac specializes in this. I would hope that they're more right than wrong, and maybe more than Pelissero.
Yeah, I think a lot of this does have to do with, like, because these things can be negotiated, like, during trades, too.
That's another part of this.
Yeah, so maybe Tom is moving off of information that he's heard from somebody.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. So, you know, ultimately, we'll have to see how we sort it out. Now, listen, maybe a lot of people don't care about this, but I'm always fascinated by how dead cap charges and trades, cuts, whatever, affect how teams operate. Like, I saw
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.